What love is this that calms our hearts, whispers the promise into the dark that we are loved? Yes, we are loved until forever. Though we were homeless, in need of rest, gave us a name and daily bread. How we are loved, yes, we are loved until forever. So we are loved, we are known, we are adopted, we are adopted, no longer lost. You have brought us home, now we are adopted. We are adopted. What a joy is ours to be so held. We weren't abandoned, and all is well. How we are loved, yes, we are loved until forever. So we are loved, and we are known. We are adopted, we are adopted, no longer lost. You have brought us home, we are adopted. You have made us sons and daughters, and forever you are Father. Oh, you have made us sons. He has made us sons and daughters, and forever you are Father.
Can we sing that together?
You have made us sons and daughters, and forever
you are Father.
This is your promise and I. Is his promise and our hope.
You have made us sons and daughters,
and forever.
And forever you are.
Can we lift that truth tonight?
Sing,
you have made us sons and daughters.
Sing, you have. Yeah. And forever. This is his promise. This is our hope. We're never lost. This is his promise. And this is our hope that we're never lost. This is his promise. This is his promise. This is our hope. Sing, you have made us sons and daughters.
And forever you are Father.
Sing, you have made
us sons and daughters.
And forever.
Let's sing that again.
You have made us, and forever.
So when we were doing pop-up worship, God kind of made ways for us to have conversations with people that were far from him. And we would get to kind of ask and dialogue with them like, you know, why do you think there's such a space between you and God? And I promise you, like 9 times out of 10, the same answer came up, which is that they felt like they did something so bad that they couldn't come back. They was like, you don't know. And I try to be an open person. So I'm like, you killed somebody? Cool. Like, what happened? And it was just this like arresting idea that whatever I did was so bad that I can't come back. And the Bible talks about that because that's kind of a servant master mentality, right? Like if we don't do the right thing, then we don't serve our master well. But the Bible says something to kind of combat that. It says that we no longer have to call him master, as if we're only servants, but we can call him Abba, Father. And a father doesn't care how many times you mess up. He doesn't care how many times you fall. There's even a story in the prodigal son where it says that as the son was coming back and he was walking back towards the father's house, that the father saw him from afar off and ran to him. He was walking, the father was running. And tonight, I think God wants to rest that promise in our hearts.
Sing, you have made us sons and daughters. And forever.
Yeah.
Sing, you have made. Your promise and our hope.
You have made us sons and daughters.
This is your promise and our hope.
And forever you are Father.
Sing, you have. God made.
Oh,
oh.
And forever.
Come on, just us.